Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foitak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. Triandos drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bruton out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball four. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the mound. Foytak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bill Fisher now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Orioles. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Jim Busby now playing center field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Harry Chiti. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Roark now catching. Jim Donahue now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.